Well, the long primary campaign is over, and if you haven't yet voted today, you should. This is one of the most important primary elections in Michigan history. Candidates say things like that all the time, but this election really is that important. Our state is in a profound, long-term economic crisis, and we're going to pick a new governor and replace most of the legislature. We're also going to pick a new Secretary of State, Attorney General, and elect at least 3 new congressmen, maybe more. That's a lot more change than we're used to. And possibly as a result, this has been one of the dirtiest campaigns I've ever seen. It's hard to quantify, but something I'm certain is so. And I'm not alone. Last weekend, I heard from a true veteran of the political wars, Joe Schwartz, a physician from Battle Creek, who's been mayor of that city, run for Congress 3 times, governor once, and was elected to 4 terms in the state Senate. He considered making an independent bid for governor this year, but decided against it. He was clearing brush at his ranch in Montana and stopped to send me an email. "This is the ugliest political extravaganza that I've witnessed in my now more than 70 years," he said. "Don't know how you feel about it, but for myself, the obscene amounts of money, the out-of-state consultants who slink in and then skulk out by dark of night, and the outrageous negative ads have pretty much spoiled it for me," he said. Schwartz knows something about ugly. After serving a single term in Congress, he was defeated in a Republican primary 4 years ago by a flood of misleading, negative ads. Negative campaigning is nothing new, of course. Richard Nixon won election to the U.S. Senate in 1950 by smearing his opponent as a woman who was pink right down to her underwear. Yet the brazenness of the lies this year was truly astounding. Homes have been flooded with robocalls spreading untruths about many of the gubernatorial candidates. The most outrageous moment in the entire campaign, however, may have come in a state Senate race where one of the candidates accused another of sponsoring a bill to legalize gay sex in public places. When asked about this charge, which was absolutely untrue, the offender reportedly said, "We're just trying to get out the message, and that's the way we do things in Macomb County." Nobody running for governor has stooped that low, but there have been plenty of blatant falsehoods. Fortunately, there's a new team of truthbusters at work, the Michigan Truth Squad. Started and funded by the nonpartisan Center for Michigan, it pays some of the best reporters in the state, like John Bebo, Susan Demas, and Rick Hagland, to painstakingly sort through and analyze campaign ads and blow the whistle on the worst of the worst. You can check out their work on a very classy website at MichiganTruthSquad.com, and I'll tell you this. From now on, I wouldn't even think of casting a vote without it. Thank you.